Darcy Sullivan crossed the lawn of the Salty Key Inn in Sunset Beach on the west coast of Florida, her thoughts still on the challenge her Uncle Gavin had given her and her two sisters in his will. They'd each been left a 1/3 share of the hotel, a share that might or might not mean a large amount of money in the future. Right now, it meant nothing but a ton of work and a lot of uncertainty. She couldn't take her mind off the special message Uncle Gavin had written at the end of his letter to her. Darcy, you are not who we think you are.
What the hell does that mean?
Darcy mumbled to herself. Uncle Gavin Sullivan, or the Big G, as he was sometimes called, had been a mystery to her and her sisters. Even though they were related, he hadn't been much of a presence in her life. She had a vague memory of a big man with a big voice, but because her father never got along with his brother, she'd rarely seen Gavin. That's why this crazy scheme for them to renovate the hotel in a year's time in exchange for a lot of money was so weird. You are not who we think you are.
Whoa.
She, more than her sisters, had her shit together, didn't she? Her older sister, Sheena, was still making her way through motherhood with a family who'd all but taken away her self-esteem, and her younger sister, Regan, the family beauty, was still learning she was a lot smarter than she'd always thought. As for herself, Darcy intended to see this project through, get the money, and take off for exciting destinations. Perhaps her uncle's genes were playing a part, but like him, she wanted to have adventures and see the world. On this bright, sunny morning in May, Sheena strode across the hotel property toward Darcy with confident steps that swung her auburn hair back and forth above her shoulders. The young mother of two teenagers, she was an attractive woman, and still the so-called perfect one in the family.
Darcy, you're just the person I want to see, said Sheena. I've made an appointment for you to meet with a reporter from the local newspaper. They're going to run a story on the Salty Key Inn and what we're trying to do here. Nick Howard is the reporter's name. I told him you'd call to confirm a meeting as soon as possible.
Darcy rolled her eyes. What was it about big sisters that made them so damn bossy?
Okay, I'll do it.
As she said the words, Darcy felt a tingling sensation, like the imprints of a long-legged spider across her shoulders. Ever since she was a kid, her secret desire was to become either a newspaper reporter or the famous author of the world's favorite novel. She'd ended up doing computer programming because that's where the money was, and she needed to be able to pay back student loans. But now, the idea of traveling while writing the perfect novel was her dream. Darcy eagerly accepted Sheena's note with Nick's name and phone number. Somehow, she'd have to put a positive spin on the situation she and her sisters found themselves in. When they'd been told of their inheritance, Darcy had thought she'd be rich and sitting on the beach sipping margaritas. What a bad joke. Inside her office, Darcy punched in the number for the newspaper reporter.
Hello?
The man at the other end spoke in a deep, rich voice that reminded Darcy of the heavyset actor whose well-known bass voice made even mundane television commercials seem sexy.
Hi, Nick. This is Darcy Sullivan. My sister Sheena Morelli spoke to you about doing a newspaper article about our hotel, the Salty Key Inn.
Yes. Sounds interesting.
Well, I'd like to set up a meeting with you. If you're able, we'd like you to be our guest for lunch at Gracie's, the restaurant at the hotel.
Sounds good. Why don't we do that today?
Perfect. Let's say 1 o'clock. I'll meet you outside.
See you then,
said Nick. As she hung up the phone, Darcy wondered about the man behind the voice. The dating scene in Florida hadn't worked well for her. First, she'd made a fool of herself over Brian Harwood, the guy next door, and her one other date had been a huge flop. Her date had actually reunited with his ex, leaving Darcy high and dry. If Nick Howard looked anything like his voice sounded, this might be a good time to try dating again. She had to prove to herself she wasn't that much of a loser,